Title: California Supreme Court holds categorical classification of well permits is exclusively ministerial, does not hold water. Content: After a nearly two-year wait, in protecting our water and environmental resources versus County of Stanislaus, 2020, power, the California Supreme Court unanimously rejected the County of Stanislaus S. County Brightline categorization that all groundwater well construction permits are ministerial, and therefore not subject to the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA. In an interesting twist, the Supreme Court also rejected the petitioner's alternative all-or-nothing position that, if the permits are not ministerial, they must be discretionary and conditioned on CEQA compliance. Instead, the Supreme Court held the decision of whether each permit is ministerial or discretionary hinges on the specific language of the governing ordinance and regulatory controls. 1. For those in urban settings, it may seem that a determination related to well permits has limited application. However, this decision has been long awaited throughout the state, particularly in jurisdictions with thriving agricultural and energy generation industries, and has the potential to upset the long-standing practice in many areas that administer similar well programs. Additionally, power has broad statewide application to any permitting scheme categorized as ministerial, potentially ending the practice of treating a class of permits as CEQA-exempt and, instead, forcing a case-by-case analysis. 2. Such a requirement could introduce significant uncertainty and additional burdens on local governments that historically relied on the ministerial exemption from CEQA for decades' worth of permit decisions. Applicants and lead agencies should expect new delays, expenses, and opposition when applying for permits subject to a blanket ministerial classification. Background: Like many local governments throughout the state, the county implemented an express ordinance related to the issuance of well construction permits. Part of this ordinance, County Code Chapter 9.36, incorporates well standards set forth in a State Department of Water Resources Bulletin No. 74, including Standard 8.A. Standard 8.A provides specific standard setback distances for proposed wells located near sources of potential contamination. However, these standard distances are not intended to be rigidly applied. Instead, an agency retains discretion to alter the setback distances based on a myriad of variables. Additionally, via the ordinance, the county is authorized to exercise judgment or deliberation when it decides to approve or disapprove a well construction application. In 2014, petitioner brought suit against the county's pattern and practice of issuing well permits, which it contended was discretionary and without proper CEQA review. Specifically, petitioner alleged Bulletin No. 74 conferred discretion upon the county to deny or condition a permit application based on environmental impacts. After the trial court disagreed, finding the ordinance only required review of technical standards, the Fifth District Court of Appeal overturned the trial court, finding Standard 8.A necessitates the county's subjective judgment. 3. However, just 2 months prior, the Second District Court of Appeal reached a contrary conclusion in California Water Impact Network v. County of San Luis Obispo, 2018, 25 Cal. App. 5th 666, CWAN. Consistent with earlier cases, the court in CWAN held that the County of San Luis Obispo's well-related permitting scheme was ministerial and exempt from CEQA. The Second District found that this local ordinance, which incorporates state standards, requires assessment of only technical criteria and does not require discretion that will shape the project in a way that warrants CEQA review. The Supreme Court then granted review of power, recognizing the conflict created by the appellate courts, but tabled any action on the CWIN and Costin decisions pending resolution of power. Supreme Court decision: petitioner maintained its argument that, because Standard 8.A authorizes the county to exercise discretion, CEQA should apply to every well permit application. Conversely, the county argued its well regulatory scheme is ministerial because it is only permitted to mitigate any potential effects related to location adjustments. According to the county, this authorization does not